Snacks.
Oh my god, I'm exhausted, Reese.
All of those five things.
All of those five things were so exhausting to do. Punching Dave actually got me. He punched me square in the fucking jaw. I got smoked. I had to shove him down the stairs, and he just laughed as he tumbled all the way down and then came running back up to punch me in the face again. Oh, crazy Dave.
There was the first thing, then there was the second thing, followed by the third thing.
And then
the fourth and the fifth.
Thank you.
And that was it. Anyway,
that was a lot of things.
Just carry on.
Yeah. I don't think Crazy Dave has eaten in the past 22 days. So, he's ravenous for faces.
Mm-hmm.
What's behind door number 22? Another digital door. It's still going.
Gonna have to get that looked at. Oh, this is gonna be a good one.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's an interesting one, but it's also kind of this is called Cards to Prisoners of War.
Whenever you say we've got a good one, something in the back of my head says this is going to be depressing. I feel like you get off on depressing shit, Reese. Just something about you, like, oh boy, depression. Like, it's just like,
I don't get off on depression. I like things with a bit of emotional depth, and sometimes that emotion.
It brings you a bit of glee. I can see a glint in your eye.
I like the fact that I like trying to see, watch you painfully navigate a sensitive topic while trying to make jokes. Try to look for an angle where you can make a joke.
Yeah, that is fun for you. I can see that.
And then you're like, oh, I don't want to go there. This that's always fun. But anyway,
it's fun for you. Yeah, what's
it is fun for me.
All right, bring it.
So we all remember our favorite, the longest serving Prime Minister of Canada and Prime Minister during World War II, Mackenzie King.
Mackenzie King, my favorite.
Talk to the dead. So he was writing greetings cards to prisoners of war during World War II.
That's actually very sweet.
Yeah. And good job he took 5 minutes out from his other activities to do that.
Yeah.
So across Canada, there were military families who had not been home for the holidays, and there were 1,600 Canadian Forces members deployed around the world. And
these are prisoners he's writing to.
He's writing to the prisoners. So he said, all Canada joins in the warmest Christmas greetings and good wishes to you. And this is a picture of the card.
Oh, you actually have a picture of the card itself.
Mackenzie King. He's got a lovely signature.
He does actually. It's a really
Mine's just a scribble.
That's a sexy signature.
Do you know what? I can't. I'm.
So he didn't write the card. The card has
he
been.
He signs the card. But
it's not like he write a personal card to prisoners. That would be. That's what he was talking. Like, it's like that's a really personal touch.
But do you know why though? Because when you're at war,
too busy having sex.
No. So when you're at war with another country,
yeah.
They don't. If you go, can you give these letters to our prisoners of war? That's not a priority for them when you're bombing the shit out of them.
True.
So, amazingly, some of them actually did get through to Canadian prisoners of war. So, a man named Arthur Kenneth Fire from Paris, Ontario, was captured in the Battle of Hong Kong in 1941 and was held for 4 years in Japanese prison camps. And, you know, from what I've heard, they were not nice. And they were beyond not nice. They were awful.
Not like Canadian prison camps.
Not like Canadian prison camps.
Camp 20.
Camp 20 with the pancake breakfast, yeah. And the zoo where you could wrestle a bear.
Yeah.
which we all know and love. Not like those adorable Canadian prison camps. This was a...
yeah, that's how you best describe Canadian prison camps. Adorable. Yeah.
This was the opposite of that. It was literally hell on earth.
That's
and
horrible.
Many people died horribly.
Jesus.
And the card bears the Mackenzie King's signature and words, all Canada joins in warmest Christmas greetings and good wishes to you. So it got through to Arthur, and he kept the card for 69 years.
Wow.
So he was
one of the, like, other prisoners got cards as well.
He actually preferred to be called Ken. His name was Arthur Kenneth Fire. So Ken was 19 years old when he enlisted in August 1940. He was one of nearly 2,000 troops sent to Hong Kong to defend the British colony. And when the Japanese invaded, it fell after 17 intense days of fighting. And he was captured and sent to a prison camps in Hong Kong and China. And nearly 300 of his comrades died in captivity from malnutrition, disease, overwork, and brutality.
Oh my God!
But he did. He got his card.
How did he get a card amongst that?
I don't know. It was amazing, and he kept it. And then when he was, so he kept it safe for 69 years. And then in on November the 11th, 2012, he donated it. He presented it as a memento to Prime Minister Stephen Harper. And it was then donated to the War Museum, the Canadian War Museum.
At least it got into a museum and not Stephen Harper's private collection.
Yeah, that would have been a pain in the ass. But right. It did go to the war. I don't think he could have, in good conscience, kind of held onto that. It belongs in a museum.
Good conscience?
Like, I mean, well, there were cameras filming him, so he didn't have a choice.
Right, yeah, okay.
The cameras, the public record was the conscience. But anyway, so, I mean, forget about Stephen Harper. Ken's life sounds incredible.
It does sound, yeah.
For him to keep that for so long and then donate it to a museum, and for him to get the card in the first place. So he's one of the very few people to actually get a Christmas card in a prison camp.
Wow.
Canadian Prime Minister. Imagine what that must have done.
How would that card get to him? I'm really curious. Like, if it's as a horrible prison camp as you're saying it is, I'd love to know the journey that card went on to
that would
get
be,
into
that
his
would be
hands.
A fascinating documentary, just the perspective of that card.
That really would be, honestly. I know it. Like, it seriously would be. That'd be fascinating, right? Like, you'd have to get into the hands of a guard that liked him or didn't hate him, you know, or something like that in order for it to, like, yeah, that's amazing.
So bizarre. But anyway,
and when he finally gets it, like, here, this is from your prime minister, and it's just a stamped card with his signature on it. It's nothing personal whatsoever. Like,
That is his signature, but it was one of those generic messages. Insert generic message, yeah.
Yeah, that's
kind of thing. But still, you know, just the fact to get that must have been a big morale boost. And then to keep it safe for that long.
That is amazing.
If I ever go to the War Museum, I'm going to go and read his card.
I will totally. Which war?
And
which
I will
war
know
museum?
The story to tell my kids.
Which museum is it in? Where?
The War Museum. I guess it's the Canadian War Museum. I don't know where that is. But Ottawa, which is no surprise. The capital.
That makes sense.
The Canadian War Museum. It's the Canadian War Museum is a national museum of the country's military history in Ottawa, Ontario. The museum serves as both an educational facility on Canadian military history, in addition to serving as a place of remembrance.
Yeah. Read that very quickly.
Thank you.
That was good. That's talent you should put on your resume.
They're open 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. on a Thursday. And there's safety measures in place.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you for that. Okay. That's a fascinating story.
It is a
little depressing, but also kind of like,
but heartfelt.
Heartfelt. Yeah. Heartfelt and depressing. Just,
yeah.
Just the way you like it.
Depressingly heartfelt.
Yeah.
That's like a Pixar film.
Let's not get back into cars. Let's not talk about cars. Let's not do it.
Jesus Christ.
Don't do it.
Doesn't make any sense.
No fucking hell. Okay. Tell us about night 22 of a fuck act. Reese, what do I have to expect on night 22?
Tonight is called Night Night, where everyone dresses like a knight and that's it. Night Night.
You don't do anything? You don't joust?
You just have to
you
do
don't have sword fights?
It's just Night Night.
Just dress up in
everyone,
full plate
armor. Everyone gets their best suit
mail
of armor.
Plate armor? Is that plate mail armor?
Chainmail armor.
That's it. Yeah.
And just night night.
Night night. And that's what you say when you go to sleep.
Night 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 night.
Night.
Or night night. Night night. However you want to say it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I look forward to borrowing some of your.
You can't borrow my fine British armor.
Oh, okay. There's a museum I can break into. I'm sure I can figure something out.
Yeah, cool.
It'll be fun. Fun night. Yay.
Don't forget what day is it? The Canadian War Museum closed at 4, so you can break in there.
Exactly.
There we go.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Road trip. Okay. Night, 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 night.
Night, 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 night.